It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
It's done. It's done. It is so done. You know that weight that gets lifted off when you finish a huge project that takes you a lot of time? Yeah, our budget book is the first, what we call preliminary, is being printed right now. So I'm happy. Pressure taken off. OCD is still kicking in because there's a few minor issues here and there. But, I mean, what do? You, at a certain point, you have to call it done. You have to live with the mistakes that are in there, especially when you have timelines. Welcome to the Mike Wills Podcast for August 25th, is it? Yes, August 25th. Dog Days of Summer number 25. Coming down to the wire, and you already heard my celebration. I'm happy. I'm glad. Finally getting somewhere. So, I figured today as a topic, because I have been watching the Hurricane Harvey, I believe it is. Excuse me. Ah, crap in my throat. Someone asked a while back, and I can't recall who it was, some of the main apps that you have on your phone, or main apps in general. When I get a new phone, there are two apps that must immediately be installed, or I can't set up anything on my phone until those two are set up, and that is Authy and LastPass. Because LastPass has all my passwords, and Authy is my two-factor authentication app that allows me to get into stuff. Probably shouldn't have said that on the podcast, and I think about it, but there it is. So then the third app that I really depend on a lot is RadarScope. That's like weather radar, RadarScope. It's a paid app. You got to pay for it. I believe it's $10 just to buy it. And I don't think there's even a trial version. If you do anything with radar, totally worth buying. At its base, most basic, it is a really good radar app. Unlike most radars that you see in most of these apps that kind of smooth it out, make it look good, make it look pretty. Well, they do have a, what do they call it? I'll call it high def. It's not really, that's not the right term, but they have a little better quality one, and then they have the raw radar data. So they don't pretty it up. You see boxes all over. And even their quote high def one is still has boxes. So that's what I like to use, because you can definitely see the edges of storms much better. You can see hail a lot easier. And then they have other different, what do they call them, products, I think they call it. So basically they have different modes of the radar in which a lot of meteorologists use to help spot storms and whatnot. One of them is velocity, which measures your basically wind speeds that are within the storm. I'm pretty sure there's more to it. And when I go into my new podcast, I will be actually researching a little more and explaining a lot better. But in basic terms, it's the wind. So I don't remember which is which. I think in RadarScope at least, red is going away from the radar and green is going to the radar. So in a spot where you can see them tightly together and then different colors in that spectrum, that helps you spot tornadoes. I've been starting to watch that a lot more this year and learning a lot more, at least being able to discover them, especially like when they call our tornado warning. I'll jump on, I'll take a look at where it's at, I'll play the game of spot the tornado on radar, so to speak. So that's been kind of my fun for this summer, if you want to call it that. You know, the awesome power of weather. So since we have a hurricane, I hopped on and I'm watching that hurricane pretty close, seeing what I can see, look at the eye. You know, look in the eye, and then watching the wind speeds that are within the eye. I've seen some radar indicated wind speeds of 130 miles an hour or so. And one thing you got to remember with radar, that's not ground speed. Radar looks in the air. Radar looks at the clouds. It could be 20, 30,000 feet in the air that it's looking, and that's the wind speeds that it's seeing at those levels. And there's tools to know exactly how high you're looking at and whatnot. But, you know, I'm not that into it yet to where I want to know how high that is reading. It's more just kind of a cool factor, I guess, if you'll call it that. Since the system doesn't directly affect me, I'm way up here in Minnesota, there shouldn't be any, you know, I won't have any problems. I know there has been hurricanes where the remnants of it have made it into Minnesota. At least we're seeing the rain effects from it. But so I'll be watching the system over the next few days and see where it goes. So I hope this is rambly enough. I figured I'd talk about the hurricane a little bit and kind of start rolling into a little bit more weather type stuff, trying to figure out exactly, you know, just in my head, kind of mapping out what a Learning the Weather podcast might look like as far as layout and content and length. And, you know, I'm not sure, maybe you guys can give me kind of a sweet spot, but I was thinking about that 15 to 20 minute mark for length. I'm thinking at least as a person by myself, me talking for that long would probably be long enough. I might even try and make it a little shorter, because especially if I want to try and do a YouTube video with pictures, it's, you know, the shorter is better from what I hear on YouTube. So I don't want to go dive in too deep into stuff unless I get a great interview or something. That'd be awesome, but that's future. So I am almost home for lunch, and that should wrap us up for this today. Head back, finish printing out all the books. It's each book is about, each book is 592 pages long. A gigantic book. And it takes about 12 minutes to print with the 3-hole punching it. God, I love that new printer. So, have a great day, night, whatever you're listening to. Oh, a little fun. Oh, cute. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.